That's a big hit for Finch. Six.
To get off the mark.
Ball of the inning.
Finch gets that fine. Fine leg is up, and that's a good shot by Aaron Finch. Just worked it away off the hip.
Brisbane saving him for the back end.
Finch gives himself room. Ricky Ponting says shot, and that's why. He was nowhere near at the end, but got it right out of the middle.
Absolutely hammered from Aaron Finch. He is just starting to step up now. 50 up for Finch of just 33 deliveries. Been a fine knock from the skipper so far.
Yep, and let's hope we've got another one coming from him tonight as Aaron Finch, the captain of the Melbourne Renegades, joins us on the line to have a chat about the big BBL match against the Sydney Sixers out at Etihad Stadium this evening. G'day, Finchy.
Hey, Tony, how are you, pal?
Mate, I'm fantastic. Gee whiz, what a great start to the season for your mob, and are you looking at continuing that, obviously, tonight against the Sixers?
Yeah, it was a really good win the other night up in Brisbane. It's never easy to chase 180, and I think to get off this, to get or start the tournament in such a fine style was really pleasing, and hopefully we can continue that tonight against a very good Sixers side.
It's a talented team, isn't it, mate, this Renegades team, when you look at the host of champions that you have in there, the West Indian champions such as Chris Gayle and Dwayne Bravo. I mean, Cameron White's made his way into the team, yourself as the Australian T20 captain. The list goes long and long, and it's the perfect opportunity for you guys to really go deep into the tournament.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think when you look at up and down our list, we've got a lot of experience there. You throw Xavier Doherty, who's played a lot of cricket for Australia as well. And I think that when you have experience, it probably keeps you a little bit calmer when you get under pressure in T20 cricket in such a hectic type game. I mean, it can be quite easy to get caught up in the emotion of it and just sort of keep continuing the way you're going without taking a breath if you're under pressure. So I think just having the experience heads around really helps. I suppose just bring a level of calm, especially to the youngsters who are quite inexperienced. So I think it's a really good mix of what we've got at the moment.
Mate, I had a mate of mine go and watch some training with you guys last night at Etihad Stadium. I think it was an open session. And he was telling me about the amount of work. If anyone for 1 minute thinks that Big Bash cricket is just here for fun and it's just players out there just going to have a big slog, the amount of work that guys like Chris Gayle and even Cameron White, I think he watched both of them, spend an hour in the nets, to the fast bowlers, to the spinners, to guys throwing them down, the amount of batting work that they did to keep it going. This game is fair dinkum and it's here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the amount of work that guys put in is exceptional. And I think the amount of fielding that guys do as well in this format of the game is second to none. I mean, the standard of fielding across the tournament probably hasn't been as high as we thought it has been in the past, but that happens early in the tournament. Guys are nervous and catches go down and whatnot. But I think one thing that guys don't get enough credit for is the amount of preparation and planning that goes into a T20 game. I think when you talk to Chris Gayle about his innings, he knows his opposition inside out. He knows what type of bowler he wants to target. He picks a weak link out in the opposition and really tries to take advantage of that. And I think that when you see the results and you see like snippets of guys batting and you see ball flying around everywhere, they're probably things that are overlooked in this format.
The wicket at Etihad Stadium has been a not a favourite, I wouldn't have thought, for fast bowlers in its past few years. Is there an opportunity that Nathan Horwitz and Xavier Doherty both play tonight?
Oh, there's a possibility. I haven't seen the wicket yet. When we trained last night, it was undercover, so I'll get down there nice and early tonight and along with David Saker, the coach, we'll pick the final 11 and back them 11 guys in to get the job done.
What would be your preference, Finchy? Bat first, though, and get a target on the board? That seems to have been the way to go at Etihad in the past.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen the wicket yet, so it's hard to make a call on things like that. But I suppose later in the tournament, it gets to that point where we've seen the wicket slow up a little bit and does get a little bit more difficult to bat in the afternoon or in the evening. So that's just a game-by-game situation that you've got to look into and make the best call on the night. And as you know, sometimes it doesn't go right and you look like a fool. But, we'll wait and see how we go tonight.
Are you expecting that the Sixers could play three spinners? They did last week, didn't they?
They did last week with Nathan Lyon coming out of their squad. He's obviously the best spinner in Australia, so it'd be hard to replace someone like him. But you never know. With Greg Shippard and Darren Berry in charge up there, along with Moses Onreece, anything's possible. We know that that Shippy and Chuck like to pull some moves here and there and catch the opposition off guard. So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought an extra spinner in, but at the same time, I think it's tough to say, mate, because, it's just tough to say.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you. They're a team you haven't beaten yet, so does that carry a little bit of mental scarring?
Oh, I don't think so. I think when you look at the turnover of the Renegades list over the last couple of years, I mean, last week we had five debutants for the Renegades, and I don't think that carries any mental scars from their point of view. The Sixers, along with the Perth Scorchers, have probably been the two most consistent sides over the first years of the Big Bash, and I think that they've got some amazingly skilled players. So I think we've got ourselves into a couple of really strong positions to beat them in the past and haven't been able to get over the line. But hopefully with the experience that we've got now, we can get one over them.
With the start that you've had, mate, two from two, do you sort of look at it now that if you win probably the next two, you're pretty much guaranteed a semi-final spot, and then maybe one more win after that nearly gets you a home final?
Yeah, we've only played one game so far. So,
okay.
I mean, judging by the draw, every team is very competitive, so I think that it's going to be five wins to get you into the finals. With teams, well, four wins with a high run rate might scrape in, but I think to be safe, you're looking at five wins to guarantee yourself the final four, and whether you get a home final or not. I mean, every team has a chance of winning every game. So I think in the past, there's been a couple of weaker sides. I mean, we were one of them for one of the years, which makes you have to get five wins to reach that final stage. But we're just going game by game. I know it's a cliche, but at the same time, that's all we can do at the moment. I think, like I said, with our experience, in this format of the game, things can change pretty quick. So you just have to be prepared for all situations.
A final one, mate. Been a lot of talk over the last week or two about the opportunity for summer competitions, whether it be soccer, cricket, or what else, even baseball around, to play on Christmas Day. Something you'd like to do or not?
Oh, I think Christmas Day is a pretty special day to be able to spend with your family and friends and really make it a special occasion for everyone. And I know I've got a couple of young nephews and nieces, and it's great to see their faces on Christmas Day and stuff like that. So I'd like it to be kept that way, but that's just my opinion. And we know that cricket especially is sort of being the leading force in moving or changing times of the game, and especially with day-night tests, I think that everyone has to be congratulated on that for how effective it was. So I think it's probably going to head down that way at some point, no doubt, but I think Christmas Day is a pretty special day to have with your family.
Mate, wishing you all the best for tonight. Look forward to seeing you out at Etihad, and if you want to get along, folks, game kicks off at 7:10. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Good on you, Finchie. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Cheers, mate.
See you, buddy. Aaron Finch joining us for a chat. Captain of the Melbourne Renegades. A big win, hopefully. Fingers crossed, up against the Sydney Sixers tonight. We'll